T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She does a great job with the NFL Network, our good friend, Kim Jones. Kim, how are you?
Couple things. Earlier, I think you mentioned Mike Vaccaro was your great friend, and then you mentioned, and Kim Jones will join us. But so I appreciate the great friend reference, because I consider you a really good friend.
Well, I just did. I call you a great friend.
Now you did with me on the air.
Now you're gonna beat me up.
Well, I'm not gonna beat you up about it. It's a beautiful day. I wanted to get to that as well.
Yes, it is.
You and I are both weather dependent, in part, for our moods.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what.
Amen to that.
It is windy, Joe, but it is glorious today.
Yeah, well, I'm actually playing golf later on.
I have
a 3 o'clock tee time. I'm meeting my wife up at the golf course, so I'm all pumped up for that.
That's perfect.
And I'll be playing tomorrow as well, where Mike is playing right now, which is Rivervale, so I'll be up there tomorrow.
You're going to play where Francesa is playing right now?
No, Mike Vaccaro. Mike might be playing now.
If the course is Francesa's playing.
That's out of my league,
as you know. That's out of my league, and I don't even golf.
How you feeling? First of all, let's get to this. How you feeling right now?
Pretty good. I feel good. I feel good. Everything's good.
I'm glad to see that. All right. I was delirious about the whole Mike Maccagnan debacle. What was your overall take on what went down there?
Here's the deal. I was on NFL Network yesterday from the Jets. I've been out there, I think, one other time as well about it, maybe two. I have my own show tomorrow, by the way, at 10 a.m.
Yes, and you're also filling in for us on Monday as well,
Monday
right?
Monday at 10.
There you go. Right.
Leading into Yankees Monday.
Yep.
Not leading into Yankees as I thought tomorrow, but that's a whole different – that's fine. I'm here on a little later tomorrow. Anyway,
okay.
Here's what I think Christopher Johnson would tell you if you gave him truth serum. He would say that he should have fired Maccagnan when he fired Foles. And actually, Joe, if he had done that, I don't think anyone would have quibbled, and I think we would have long ago moved on. Now, that doesn't mean you would have loved Gase and whoever was hired as GM, but we would have long moved on from that as a topic. Instead, Christopher Johnson says he was able to evaluate Foles during the season, which you can buy that. But he says he needed the offseason to evaluate Maccagnan. Now, here's what I think happened. I think they hire Gase with Maccagnan making that recommendation to Johnson and Johnson agreeing, and they hire Adam Gase. I think the minute Adam Gase and his alpha male personality and his decisive voice entered that building, whether he intended it or not, Joe, I think he provided a bad comp for Mike Maccagnan in terms of ownership's view. Adam Gase is the personality type, not completely unlike Rex Ryan, that Woody Johnson before him and Christopher Johnson now prefers. And I think when he looked at a head coach at 23 and 25 overall in his career, comes in and is decisive and spells out how he's going to do things, how he's going to turn the franchise around, how they're going to win, that was very appealing to an owner who I think over time grew tired of the wishy-washy, if you will, or perhaps indecisive is a better word, nature of Mike Maccagnan.
But does he realize this? Because to me, Christopher Johnson is an incompetent owner. He's incompetent.
I don't think you know that yet.
I feel pretty confident in saying that he's an incompetent owner. He stuck too long with Todd Bowles, who's a horrific head coach, and he allowed this guy to come in here and sell him a bill of goods. Now, Adam Gase may turn out to be a tremendous head coach, and if he does, great. I don't care. I don't want to be right. See, here's the thing, Kim. It's not about me. I want to win a Super Bowl. That's
it.
I don't care who I don't care who the owner is. I don't care who the coach is. None of that matters to me. Who the GM is. But it's typical Jets that it was done so poor that you let the guy hire the coach, sign the free agents, run the draft, and then you dump him. I mean, that's the problem.
But I think what happened. happened in the meantime? Because I suspect that Christopher Johnson decided before the combine, before any of the pre-draft stuff and the draft, before free agency, I think he decided then McKagan wasn't his guy. I think the Jets then had what he called a great offseason, because I think a lot of people think the Jets did have a really good offseason.
Right. I do. I absolutely do. To be honest with you, I felt good about it. Kim, right. I felt good about it. Even though I don't want Gaze, you know I didn't want Gaze, but I felt good about the situation up until this happened. I really did.
I understand, but I would encourage you on this beautiful spring day.
Yes.
To not let this be our last conversation about the topic, because, you know, topics never die on Sports Talk Radio, which is
right.
part the beauty of what we do and what you do every day and I do part-time. So I love that stuff. But it's kind of in the rearview mirror now. As Gase said yesterday, you know, when he was kind of asked another question about his role in the McKagan thing, and he does dispute the idea that there was a power struggle. That could be semantics, but whatever. But he essentially said it's irrelevant because it's already happened. And I do agree with him on that. And later he also said, all our fans want to do is win.
Correct.
That's what they're worried about. Joe, if they start, I'm not going to go crazy because I don't want you to say it's like the dumbest idea you ever heard. But let's say the Jets start 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have their schedule in front of me. And
okay.
I think their beginning of their schedule is harder than their end, I think.
Go ahead.
Anyway,
sorry, 4-2 start.
I don't have it in front of me. But a 4-2 start. It is highly unlikely you and Evan on that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after they go to 4-2 are taking calls about, boy, they mishandled the whole McKagan.
Okay, but let me just say this, though, Kim, okay? And I think the Jets are going to have a good year this year. I really do.
They might.
You're
not going to be thinking of Mike McKagan if they do, unless you think of, boy, he got us a good quarterback and he signed some really good free agents, especially C.J. Mosley.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem that I have, okay? And this is why even if they went 12-4 this year and lost in the AFC Championship game, I still wouldn't be sold on Gase because I've seen it before. Every coach the Jets have had since Bill Parcells has had a winning record his first year.
Right.
Three of them all made the playoffs. Rex went to the AFC title game his first 2 years.
I think Woody
Where
still
are they?
Rex
of course. Oh, no, that was the biggest mistake ever made by Woody. Woody should have never fired Mike Tannenbaum and just left Tannenbaum and Rex alone.
Right.
But that's water under the bridge now as well.
It is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So I don't want to go back to revisionist history, but that no doubt. But the bottom line, though, is that. So until I see the Super Bowl trophy, okay, how am I ever going to believe, because I've seen this act so many times over the last 20 years, well, how do I believe it until this guy, whoever that coach is, gives me that Super Bowl? Do you understand,
what I'm saying,
Kim?
I do understand what you're saying, but Adam Gase shouldn't have to bear your scars as a Jets fan.
Well, but he is. But everybody bears my scars as a Jet fan because until they get it done, it's the same old nonsense.
How do I know
that Adam Gase is not going to be gone in 4 years? That's the thing that worries. I've seen this act too many times,
the NFL,
Kim.
Almost any head coach, and I know you're not worried about others.
I'm not.
Almost any head coach in the league, with very few exceptions, and I think we know who they are, could be gone in 4 years.
Sure.
I mean, that's now the league. I mean, there's now, you know, you talk about them being too patient with Todd Bowles, who got 4 years. You know, I mean, you are seeing coaches get 1, 2, and 3 years.
Yeah, of course. But I want a championship, but you know what else I want, Kim? I want sustained excellence.
Yes.
I want sustained success.
Well, what position do you think is most important to that end?
Well, obviously the quarterback.
Okay, so how do you feel about
Sam? I feel good about him.
I'm going to tell you this. I think the Jets feel incredibly good about Sam, but Joe, just know this. I think he's in for a heck of a learning curve this spring and summer. I think he picks up things quickly. I don't think learning the offense is going to be, quote-unquote, a problem, but I think what he's now going to be asked to do is different than last year, and I think he's going to be handled differently than last year.
Right,
and I think he's going to be communicating with a head coach now, not a coordinator. Now, for Sam, that may not matter, but it probably does matter in terms of the tenor of the organization. So I do think Sam could be in for a spring and summer. You know, that summer to me ends at the end of August, of a learning curve. He may not look perfect the first time you see him or hear about him in, you know, mini camp or preseason. I think he's going to get the offense and thrive in it, But this is a big change for a second-year guy. But once he learns it, I really think that you're talking about a quarterback that can help lead this team along with some defensive pieces that they've not had in a long time.
I agree with everything you're saying, Kim. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But again, at the end of the day, I still look at it until I see that championship trophy, okay, I got to believe that 4 years from now we're going to be looking for another head coach.
Let's talk about baby steps, because before you see the championship trophy, you've got to make the playoffs. If we go with my 4-2 start and it's on the way up type of thing, it's not 4-2 out. I mean, Joe, you could really. I mean, what if you're not, you know, torn by internal strife when you talk about the Jets? I mean, you might be a happy man with this regime and this.
I'm not saying I'm not going to be, but I just told you they could get to the AFC title game this year, not win, and I'm still not going to be sold because I've seen the act before. That's it. You understand what I'm saying? I got to see more than that.
If they do, in fairness, though, if they do that,
I'll be thrilled.
You are probably talking about Adam Gase as Coach of the Year.
Great.
Sam, I have to assume, would at least be in the conversation for MVP.
I understand all of that.
Tremendous.
All right. Well, you know what? Then if that happens, they better win the Super Bowl the next year.
See, I feel like we've had a cathartic conversation. I feel like the glass is half full now.
Oh, it's, yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're talking. It's hard to be positive when I've waited 50 freaking years to see a Lombardi trophy. It's hard to be positive. I'm sorry, Kim. It's hard. What do you want me to tell you?
And you've been loyal to all of your teams a very, very long time, right? Like, you've never gotten so sick of any of your teams.
Kim, I have been a Met fan since 1962.
Yeah.
I've been a Knick fan since 1962. I've been a Jet fan since 1965. I've been a Ranger fan since right around that same time. No, there's no changing my teams. That doesn't happen. These are my teams, win, lose, or whatever.
Are you and Evan going to go to Jets camp during
I doubt it. I doubt they'll send us. Do you think the Jets want me anywhere near them? The Jets hate me.
Gase would be an interesting conversation.
I'd love to talk to Gase, but I'd love to talk to the owner first. How about the owner showing me something? How about this? How about the owner? You know who we should be talking to? Me. Me and Evan. Those are the guys you should be talking to. The real Jet fans. Not all the other nonsense in the media nonsense. He should be talking to me and Evan. Show us something. Come on our show and let's talk.
You know what? I agree with that. I think first, and not as some sort of a prep or not as some sort of a don't ask me this, but just in terms of meeting him, I think before that you guys should meet him off air.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really do.
Would they let us come into the building?
Do I need an armed guard? I obviously don't write checks for the Jets.
I know you don't.
You know, I don't want to write a check here that I can't cash, but I wish they would, because you're right about you guys really represent. And that's why – like, listen, let's be honest. That's why and I don't mean that the other days of the week aren't important, but that's why on Monday mornings, you and Evan are absolutely must listen.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
You know?
I get it.
Because you're passionate about, you know, the Jets, and we all know that.
Yeah, I get it. Talking to the great Kim Jones. See, I said great again to you, Kim. I mean, come on. All right?
No, you called Vaccaro a great friend.
Oh, here we go. So you
I don't care about being called
I
great.
I said you were, too, when I introduced you. What do you want me to do here, Kim? You're killing me.
You're so easy to get wound up.
Well, Joe. I'm actually in a very good mood. I'm going to play golf today.
It's
a beautiful day. I got a 3-day weekend. The Jets aren't going to lose a game at least until September. I mean, come on. The Mets are on a 4-game winning streak.
So I was on Sunday, Joe.
Right.
And it's a complete disaster. You know,
Right, right. Of course.
And I said, when you look at the Nationals coming in for four and then the Tigers, who, oh my God.
Well, they better at least win two games against them.
But what I said, and my math might not be correct because I might be remembering it incorrectly, but I said at the time, if they went 5-2 in these two series, this homestand, that they'd be back to 500. I said, but right now you could never expect that.
Right.
But, Joe, at this point you want more than 5-2.
Of course. 5-2 wouldn't be good enough, because that means they lose 2 out of 3 to the Tigers.
Absolutely.
Of course. I want a sweep, but you're right. 6-1 at minimum now.
Right. But all of a sudden on Memorial Day, they could be back.
Could be.
above 500.
Yep.
Or two, at least two 500.
They better be. They should be. Even with all the injuries, they should be. You know, I want to go. I want to get to the Giants for a second, because the Giants, nobody was happier.
Oh my God.
Let's be honest about this. Nobody was happier about what happened with the Jets than than John Mara and Dave Gettleman. I mean, those guys were like,
I don't know that, but I have to believe you.
Of course, they're like, just
right.
Leave it to the Jets. You know what I mean? To make us look good. You know.
It was so it was right after. It was also right after Quinnen met the media.
Right.
Could not have been more charming.
Correct.
He is this uber talented. I don't need to tell you.
Yes.
Uber talented guy that you know. Most of the people I talked to pre-draft told me he was the best player in the draft, and I have no reason to doubt that.
Right.
Nick Saban talks about him, and you know I know college coaches pump their kids, but that was a little bit different the way Nick talked about him, and all of that stuff. And he's charming, and he can't believe he's meeting Jamal Adams, and he met Le'Veon Bell, Sam Darnold. That was crazy. I mean, he's just the most – it was the most positive, up with people, you know, meeting of a draft pick in history. And then they take it all away.
Unbelievable. You can't make it up.
Take the Giants off the hook completely.
Completely took them off the hook. What was your take, though, on the whole, you know, on the – because I thought – I got to be honest with you. I thought the Giants had a pretty good draft. I really did. And, you know, I don't know what Daniel Jones is going to be.
Right.
And it's all going to come down to what Daniel Jones is as far as Dave Gettleman.
Yes.
Right. But what's your overall feeling on what they did?
Well, I don't understand, and I've said this, and I've asked Dave about it at his press conference with, you know, not much success, but I asked. I don't understand how in a pass rush-rich draft you take a total of one, and he's from Old Dominion. And I'm not trying to in any way slander the kid or criticize the kid.
Right,
that's
right,
not my point. I should call them players, not kids.
Right.
But I don't understand. You know, the way I tweeted it, I think, was this isn't a draft that allows you to do that. It's a draft that almost demands you do it if you go by best player and that kind of stuff. So that's the part I don't understand, because I'm still, you know, you can count on Golden coming back after injury, you know, to be this splendid player, I guess. They're going to count on that. Lorenzo Carter, they're going to count on growth in his second year. But they don't have a pass rush that scares anybody. And, you know, I will have to see it to believe it, that a 340-pound defensive tackle from Clemson is going to provide that, because historically in this league, players of that size do not rack up sacks at any sort of measurable level.
Yeah.
A couple have.
That's true.
I think it's four in the past decade have done so. Marcel Darius twice, Akeem Hicks, I believe, twice, and then a couple other guys have done it once. But those are, you know, those are special pass rushers. Those are clearly
the
exception.
Right. Do you think
so that I've got to see?
Well,
they also have more corners than you could.
They
you
do
know,
have a lot of corners.
Need.
They do have a lot of corners. Let me ask you this: does Daniel Jones take over this year as quarterback at some point?
For some reason, I'm gonna right now. I think he plays. Take over is what I'm struggling with. I do think he plays. I think they have games where they decide are out of hand, you know, plus or minus, and he plays. I suspect that happens at some point. Take over, I'm not so sure. But I read somewhere, and I'd credit it if I remembered where, Joe, but I truly don't remember where. I might have even just seen a headline, which is dangerous.
Right.
But I think Eli has said he wants to play next year, too.
Well, but let me – but so you don't see a scenario that was like Kurt Warner leading into Eli, where halfway through the year – they make the switch, and that's it.
Well, if their season's going south, yes. But and that season actually hadn't gone.
They were 5-4.
Right.
They were 5-4 when they made that switch.
I understand that, but they had great conviction about Eli. You know, they have the second easiest schedule in the league, as do the Jets. So the Giants should be able to hang in there and play meaningful games late in the season with that schedule. They should be able to do that.
Okay.
If they're doing that, I don't think Daniel Jones takes over.
Okay. Well, did you think
it falls apart? I think you have to play him, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think he will start at some point this year.
Okay,
that's me. That's me.
And not like week 17, like you think.
No,
at
no,
some
no,
point
no.
He will start a game.
I
like
think
in
that,
the meat of the schedule.
I think that when he takes over at quarterback, he will be the quarterback. That's what I think.
Oh,
whenever that is,
I agree with you there.
That's what I think.
I agree with you there. It's going to be interesting.
Yes.
It's a lot for Pat Shurmur to handle in the media. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Because like you said, for these past couple weeks now, all eyes have been on the Jets.
Yeah, no doubt. Before
The Giants will be fascinated in that regard.
They will
be. And they start in Dallas, of course. And you
hate to say that's always
a must win, but at some point they've got to win an opener and get their season off to a good start. And they have not been able to do that lately.
No, they have not. And look, Dallas has just won the division last year and a playoff game. So, but
and at home, and their defense is pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Yep. We're talking, of course, to Kim Jones. Before I let you go, how about the relationship between Gaze and Le'Veon Bell? With all this discussion that he really didn't want Le'Veon Bell or he was paid too much. I mean, how about that? Does that bother you?
My understanding, Joe, and my sense, I'm not quibbling with other people's reporting. That's not what I want to do here or usually.
Right.
My understanding is it was the price tag, not the player. I've seen other people report it was a player. He wanted a different player. That is not my understanding. Again, I'm not saying I'm 100% right on this. I'm not. But this is my understanding. So I think he wanted Bell. I do think he thinks they overpaid. And he drew that distinction yesterday saying you can like the player but still have some disagreements. And that's certainly true. You know, you want a bunch of players, but you've got to be able to afford them and fit them into what I think Gase called yesterday a big puzzle that you're putting together. I will say this for Le'Veon Bell, who I've not met yet. Via his social media postings, including yesterday when he said something like, with the fist pound, you know, let's get it, coach, or something like that, something positive. He has handled all of this stuff publicly on social media very well so far. I will also say this,
I agree.
I think it's happened on The Fan. I know it's happened other places. I think Bell gets looped into the Antonio Brown persona more than I'm told is fair.
Right, right.
I think in Pittsburgh, now he made a business decision last year, but in Pittsburgh, when he was in the locker room and that sort of thing, I think he was viewed as a positive influence and a good teammate.
I think Le'Veon Bell will have a monster year this year. I think he's playing with a big chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
I do think that. But after this year, then I'm concerned.
Could be.
That's how I look at it.
Maybe he takes you to the playoffs this year.
Well, you know, that's,
I know that's not good enough, but it's
okay.
It's a start.
But I'd like to see him with the confetti coming down on his head. You know what
if
I'm saying?
If he takes you to the playoffs, will you buy his rap album?
No.
Okay.
No. I've already said it. If he helps me win a Super Bowl, then I will buy his rap album.
Oh, you will.
In fact, I might even do the rap song as well on the air.
Oh, God.
If he's got to win a Super Bowl, though.
Right.
I mean, come on. I got to have the confetti coming down on me, Kim. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we will orchestrate that. Yeah. That's a deal, my friend.
I got to win a Super Bowl. It's not like, you know, oh, this is definitely happening here. You know what I mean?
You're talking about like they have New England to deal with or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. Or 50 years of negative history. No, they don't have that.
Right.
Kim, my great friend, Kim Jones.
We couldn't be better friends.
Kim, you be well. And again, you got Kim Jones. What time are you on tomorrow?
Oh, God. 10. 10 to 1:30.
10 to 1:30 tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. And then you will be on filling in for us.
I believe 10 to 12:25 Monday.
On Monday.
I've got to double check the end time there.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll be up Evan's spot tomorrow. That's a lot of pressure. He does a good job on Saturdays, as we know.
There you go. Kim, it's always a pleasure.
It's great.
Glad to see you feeling well, all of that. And I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yep. Take care, Joe. Enjoy your golf game today.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.
Kim Jones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.